Hello.
Hello, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. My name is Beatrice. Need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance. How may I assist you?
Yes, ma'am. I filed a claim about 2 weeks ago, and they said my claim is active. But
Okay.
you know, I guess you got to call on Sundays, and I didn't call the last 2 Sundays, and he keeps saying
Okay.
that the call. It keeps saying that the call loads are full and nobody's coming to the phone, and it won't let me file. It was like, I don't know. I'm just trying to see what I need to do so I can get some money, because I really need to get to my money for real.
Okay, so let me have your social security number so I can see if your claim is open.
419-51-8195. You said your name is Beatrice?
Yes, sir.
That's my hometown. That's where I'm from, but we call it Beatrice.
Oh yeah, it's same thing, just different pronunciation. What town are you
Okay.
from? Where is Beatrice?
Beatrice, Alabama.
Where is that located? Near what other big city?
Closest city would be Montgomery.
Montgomery.
Yeah,
Well,
that's the
that's
closest city.
interesting. Well, that's really
Yeah.
interesting.
Very small
That's not
country
far
town.
from where, really, that's not far from where we're in Montgomery. Our office is in Montgomery, so that's not far. But I'm new to the area, so I wasn't aware of that. Oh, that's very interesting.
Yeah, really
Okay, so,
small town.
oh yeah, is it near Huntsville or in between or?
Probably like, well, you know, Huntsville is at the top of Alabama, and then we're Beatrice is at the bottom, maybe like close to the Alabama line going into
Oh, really?
Florida. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, I'll have to go find out. Thank you for letting me know. I
Yes, ma'am.
appreciate that. Okay, so what it's telling me here is that your claim is closed. Okay, you have to reopen it. Okay, so you probably didn't, like you say, understand quite the process. So if you let me reopen it for you, I'll help you understand the process a little bit, okay?
Can I reopen it now on the phone with
Yes,
you?
sir. Okay, so let's go ahead and try to do that. So what is your preferred language? Is that English?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And you don't have any difficulty reading, writing, or understanding, correct?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And do you understand that knowingly making any false statements and/or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes, ma'am.
And you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by fine or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect
Yes,
your
ma'am.
ability to receive future benefits. Okay, so thank you. Have you worked since the last time you filed for unemployment?
No, ma'am, I haven't.
Okay. So you don't know the reason why there's a break in your claim, do you? Okay.
No, I guess it's because once I did the claim, I didn't call the next that Sunday. I didn't call, and then
Okay.
I guess they closed it. But then I tried to call, but it said, "We're experiencing a heavy call load right now. Please try again
Okay.
later."
Oh, and you didn't have a chance to do that. Okay. So, did you file to receive unemployment benefits in any other state in the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve an active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And have you worked for, have you filed for regular unemployment compensation? And now, do you need to file for a trade adjustment assistance benefit, TRA
No,
certification?
no, ma'am.
Okay, so. Okay, so let's see here. Let's see if we can get you back on there. Okay, is William Rudolph, is
Yes,
that
ma'am.
correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. He must be popular at Christmas.
Oh my God, you don't need.
Has your name changed since you last filed for unemployment?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No,
Under a different social security number?
No, ma'am.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. And is this a good phone number to reach you at, sir? The 488-6151?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you, sir. Okay, and here, your birthday. When is your birthday, sir?
April 6, 2000.
Okay. And your mother's maiden last name?
Where?
Okay. And is that a driver's license that you have or an ID?
Driver's license.
Okay. And may I have that number one more time, please, sir?
938-0052.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Okay, here we go. We'll try to do it quick and hopefully they'll help you understand how it works. Okay. So for demographic purposes, sir, do you consider yourself white, black, Asian, or other?
Black.
Okay. Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
No, Hispanic.
Okay. Male or female?
Male.
What's the highest grade of school you completed?
High school diploma. I mean, I went to college, but I didn't finish.
Okay, but how many years did you do at college?
Maybe a year.
Okay. So are you a U.S. citizen, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
So did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
And do you consider yourself disabled?
I'm not, but I do have surgery, so.
Okay, but it's not a physical disability, it's a surgery.
Yes, it was a surgery.
Okay. So, and you live in the U.S., and what is your address, sir?
2707
mm-hmm.
Poplar Avenue,
okay.
Huntsville, Alabama, 35816,
okay.
Apartment A.
And you said Apartment A.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, and that's located in Huntsville. Okay. Come on. And what is your zip code, sir?
Say it one more time.
Your zip code one more time, please.
Oh, 35816.
Okay. And is your mailing address the same? Is your mailing address the same?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Okay, here we go. Okay, thank you, sir. What was your occupation before, sir? What did you do?
I was an electrician. I did construction work.
Electrician, okay. Is that with just, okay. Electrician, okay. Do you belong to a union, sir?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And are you looking for work in that same area? Okay.
I am, yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do you belong to a union?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered in school or training?
No, ma'am.
And did your employer give you a definite date when you will be returning back to work?
No, ma'am.
Okay, so are you available to work all the shifts of your occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available to work full-time?
Yes, ma'am.
And are you mentally and physically able to work?
Can I ask you a question about that question?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I shattered my entire knee. So mm-hmm. I had surgery in February, and I mm-hmm. tried to work on a construction site. Mm-hmm. But they fired me because they told me that the surgery was too, I was too early out of surgery.
Mm-hmm.
I was risky to work.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really, my doctor cleared me to work, but jobs won't clear me to work because of their protocol. So I really don't know how to answer that.
Okay, so we have an option here that says work restriction, limited by order, physician's orders. Okay, so they cleared you to work, but there's limitations in what you can do, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so we can choose that. Okay. Okay. And then how many miles are you willing to travel to go to work one way?
Maybe 55 to 100.
Okay. And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$20.95, just because I got credentials and I have experience and stuff.
Okay. And are you a CEO or a corporate officer in your business? Do you own your own business or do you work for yourself?
No, ma'am.
Okay. None of the above? Okay. And do you work on commission or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied or are you receiving any workman's compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
And have you worked for or receiving any pension from an employer in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And are you available to seek work in Alabama?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And have you worked since the last time you filed for unemployment compensation?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. And have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal since April 1st, 2023 through March 31st, 2024?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. And do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefits withheld for federal taxes? Yes or no, sir?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And would you like to receive a state debit card or a direct deposit? What did you choose before?
I chose card, but I want to switch to direct deposit.
For the direct deposit, it requires that you have a traditional bank account. Do you have a traditional bank account or is it online?
It was online, but I can just switch to debit card.
No, you still can't do that, sir. Okay, well, they won't accept it. Mm-hmm. It has to be a traditional bank.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I can just switch the card.
Okay. Have you received or are you expecting to receive any of the following pay after your last day of work? Vacation pay?
No, ma'am.
Sick pay?
No, ma'am.
Holiday pay?
No,
pension.
Ma'am.
Pension? Okay.
No, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. All right. And here we go. Okay. So do you certify that your answers are true and accurate and that you know that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits? We do match the earnings you provide with wages reported by your employers. False answers could result in overpayment and fraud penalties. Do you certify that your answers are true to the best of your knowledge, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. Rudolph. Okay. Okay. And your social security number one more time.
419-519-8195. I'm sorry.
Thank you. Okay. and I need to verify your identity, sir. Which of the following streets in Montgomery have you been associated with? West South Boulevard, Watchman Court, North Pass Road, Legion's Drive, or none of the above?
In Montgomery?
Yes.
Oh my God, it's been so long. Probably none of the above.
Okay. So, this is interesting. Which of the following cities have you been associated with? Beatrice, Birmingham, Vestibule Mobile. Beatrice. Okay. And thank you, sir. Which of the following addresses have you been associated with? 10-106-98 Shoal Creek, 3315 Dunn Drive, 3501 Highway 83, 713 Robbins Road, or none of the above?
3315 Dunn Drive.
Okay, thank you. Okay. And do you hereby choose to file this internet unemployment insurance claim against the state of Alabama, sir?
No.
You want to file for unemployment?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you certify on the penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the benefit handbook at labor.alabama.gov?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I'm going to read a really long disclaimer, okay? You need to jot down the websites I will give you, the phone numbers I will give you, okay, and the instructions. I'm going to ask you to please not ask me any questions until I'm done and I give you a PIN number. After I give you a PIN number, you can ask me any questions you want, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
If we happen to get disconnected before then, I will call you back, so make sure you answer, okay? Otherwise,
yes, ma'am.
You'll have to do this all over again, okay? All right.
Yes,
so the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 or more weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seek full-time work each week that you claim benefits for. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work at the Alabama Career Center. The Career Center will remain open for 90 days. However, you will be required to either visit the Alabama Career Center in person or go online at alabamaworks.alabama.gov. That's alabamaworks.alabama.gov. And update your resume or application online. Failure to do so could result in loss of benefits. In addition, you must either visit the benefits rights and responsibility page at labor.alabama.gov, or you would need to read all the instructions. It contains regarding your determination, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how you are to file your weekly certification. Failure to follow instructions could result in loss of benefits. The process we just completed of filing your unemployment claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must first complete a weekly certification once a week to claim benefits for the previous week. Failure to make a complete weekly certification each week could result in denial of benefits. Unemployment claims use a calendar week that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You can file a weekly certification either online or by calling 800-752-7389. That number again is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification must be done anytime between Sunday and Friday before 5 o'clock, but not on Saturday. Failure to file a complete weekly certification each week could result in loss of benefits. Please make sure you do your weekly certification between Sunday and Friday before 5. Whether filing online or by phone, you will need to remember your PIN number. Again, additional instructions are available on the benefits, rights, and responsibility page. Exceptions for the work search requirement are made for the following: active union members who have submitted proof of good standing with their union, employees who have verified short-term layoff, claimants attending direct approved training. It is very important that you carefully read all the information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, you could call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524, Sunday through Thursday at 5 to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview to discuss the findings. If so, you will be contacted by phone or by mail. Beginning January 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide the contact information when you submit each one of the claims when you do your weekly certification. You may not list the same employer more than once unless the employer was not hiring at the time of contact but begins to hire at a later date. Failure to make a complete weekly certification. Submit the contacts for each and do the weekly certification could result in loss of benefits. For assistance with this or any other question, you may also visit your local Alabama Career Center. Okay, so are you still with me, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so your application number is 489-489-990. That's 990. And then 205. 489-990-205, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
And your PIN number, which you will need, is 2323.
Okay. Yes,
2323. So basically, sir, what it's requiring to do is to either visit the Alabama Career Center in person, okay, or go online at alabamaworks.alabama.gov, okay, and submit 3 applications for work on that website, okay? And then you would report the contact information for the applications that you submitted on that website is what you report when you call 800-752-7389. Yet you can apply at other places, but you need to report the ones that you submitted on that website, okay?
Sorry, I got to do that. And then
first. Yes.
Okay.
And then you make the phone call on Sunday, okay? And you can, you might be able to, with the electrical aspect of it, find a production job, an electrical production job, so that you can kind of sit or, you know, do that kind of a thing that would, that you might be able to either supervise or, you know, help with that. So you might look at some production jobs that don't require you to, you know, do a lot of moving. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Wish you the best of luck. So you have a nice day now.
You too.
It was nice talking to you. Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.